All right, Benny Bloss, Crawfordsville, third overall qualifying. Second overall qualifying. That's what I meant. Great work. Motos, I think you fell in Moto 1 early.
Yes, I started 30th, was working my way up. I literally passed Dean in the first part of the mechanics area, and the second, like, the right-hander first going into the mechanics area, I passed him, and then the next right-hander I fell. Okay. And him and a couple of dudes went by, then I got up and ended up making it back by them, and when Dean went by me, I was like, okay, hopefully, like, he'll... Because it kind of seemed like he was kind of over it at that point.
Yeah.
And as soon as I passed him, he just hooked on my wheel, and I'm like, oh, you got to be kidding me. Like,
but Dean, it's the last race.
Yeah, there's like 3 laps to go. Just like calm down a little bit. Ended up 8th, and then second moto, a little better start. Just really didn't ride that great, but made my work through some guys and got another 8th, so finished it off 8-8 overall, and had my mechanic leave a horrible message on the pit board for the last lap, enough that I turned around and looked at him and was like,
wow. What did it say, something about wrestling?
It said, Rita's still dead. And Rita is a character from a TV show that I really liked. Rita was a badass, and her death was very traumatizing to all of us.
What an asshole.
Yeah, last year, my last lap, I came by. It was right at I had finished the season, and it said Rita's dead.
Yeah.
And so this year, it's Rita's still dead.
But, tough deal.
Yeah, I'm going to find a way to get into his WWE membership and cancel it so he can't watch none.
Yeah, that's what you should do, is cancel all those memberships to, like, the vault and everything else. You surprised yourself with that qualifying time?
Oh, my gosh. Like, honestly, the first practice I was 4th, and I felt good, but it wasn't like I rode press and I felt comfortable. I was just having fun. Like, the vibes all week. I didn't ride all week, and, like, it was nice. I was rested coming into this weekend, and got to eat a really good restaurant last night that's just like a place from home, and I don't know, like, I was just having so much fun yesterday and today, and it, like, the vibes were super happy. And when I came, I didn't think I put in that good a lap, and I came around and I saw P2 on the board for the second one, and I was like, oh, okay,
check me out.
Yeah. And then I, that was an off lap, and I hear them say Chris Blos in second on the 29, and I was just like, yeah, but Chris Blos ain't raced outdoors and forever. Like, come on. Like, come on. I've been racing these for a while now.
Yeah, that's pretty brutal. What do you like about this place? What do you like about this track?
It's a lot like Dilla with the ruts. It's kind of long, nasty ruts. The flow is just awesome. Jumps are badass, and everything about it is fun. So, yeah.
Except for being teammates with Bogle.
Yeah, being teammates with Bogle is honestly the worst thing I've ever done in my life. He's the worst teammate.
Asshole.
Yeah, horrible, but
Look, no secret, you and him are fighting for a spot on this team. Have they told you anything? They let you know? Did they tell you when they let you know or anything?
Don't know. Don't know when I'll know. They said they don't know. So just try to go out there today, and I think I proved that I have the speed with qualifying. Just hopefully it'd be really sick if we could both stay. So yeah, we'll see if that could happen.
If not, maybe you and your mechanic and former tag team and go to WWE.
Yes. Yeah, that could work. Maybe have you as our, I think, it'd be, yeah, manager. Yeah.
All right, Benji. Thanks, man. We're going to get you on the Pulp Show soon. So just be ready for that.
Yep. Thank you.